From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome everybody again to Beers with the Brewers, not in the Kickstarter room this week. We got bumped.
Yeah. We're out in the tap room.
So now we're out in the tap room. I'm Mark. Joining today, we got Walt Keys.
Hello.
And Kayla Chandler.
Hello. Man, this is like three in a row or four in a row.
I keep getting the invitation.
Why not? Yeah.
Not just a special guest.
Yeah.
And we got Adam Benner back.
I'm back.
You've been out for like 3 weeks. Where you been?
I've been busy.
You've been out building
been golfing
beer garden things.
Well, yeah, you've been golfing, but you've been golfing here. Well, you've been building a golf course
building
here.
Building a beer garden. And Mark, did you tell everyone why there's no Brewers on again? Shout out to the Land Grant Brewers who, following Memorial Day and leading up to basically 4th of July, are pretty much working round the clock, change up their schedule, coming in on weekends, brewing in early in the day, starting, I think, at about 5 a.m. till about 11 p.m., making sure that
cranking it.
We're getting all that beer because, as was discussed, we basically ran out of beer from the Strawberry Jam, which is a great thing. So ramping up production so all of you out there can enjoy those tasty beverages, which unfortunately means no brewers on the podcast, but they are making tasty beverages.
Yeah. Just to interject, because we're out in the tap room and we can see out the window. The driverless shuttle just drove by. The Smart Columbus driverless shuttle.
I don't even see it.
Well, it's because it drove by. It's not here anymore.
Changing up the route for their Arts Fest this weekend.
So if you're coming down and you're down at the river and you want to come down and have a cold beer, you can walk or you can get on that driverless
shuttle. Arts Fest has expanded to Franklinton directly this year.
Say what?
Yeah. Well, so I guess you can take it from one part of Arts Fest to the part of Arts Fest that's closer to us.
But Arts Fest will be on Ridge Street this year.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Be bumping down here.
And we've been lobbying the city since they announced that circulator just to move it down a couple blocks. You know, maybe this is a proof of concept that after Arts Fest they go, oh, look at all the people that rode it. Yeah. So go and ride it, because then you might, you know, a lot of people complain about parking down here around East Franklinton. Maybe you could park at Coastside in that giant garage and then hop on that automated shuttle and
come on down here, go to 400, go to Land Grant, go to Brewdog, rehab.
Be pretty cool.
Do those cars have Wi-Fi?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You would think they could, with all the space they say for not having to have a driver.
No, there is a driver.
Well, there's an operator.
If you've been on the show, but they still have to drive.
Yeah.
Because it can't anticipate stop signs. So it doesn't know when someone might go or not.
Oh,
it doesn't
know
the tendency of
the other drivers
for stop signs. It works with street lights, but so they have to manually override at the stop signs.
Got to be safe.
Yeah.
But what if you just have that random pedestrian that decides to jaywalk?
Then you hit the brakes.
It'll auto sense and hit the brake.
Yeah. So, hey, this week's topic then is pool party pride.
Pool party pride.
We're all having a pool party, except for Adam. He's having a massive.
I've drank enough pool party over the past.
He's had enough pool parties.
Can you ever have enough pool party?
No, actually. That's
a good point.
That would be hyperbole.
As long as you're, of course, not having enough responsibly.
Well, hey, sure. It's still four bullet points on that. It's lime, bready, floor, and crisp, and it is still all four of those things. Mm-hmm. Pool Party Pride and Pride Month, we've got a special one-off label for Pool Party six packs. Look for that in stores real soon and already in the tap room.
I mean, you should be able to see it out there. I mean, it's gone out the door, so you'll see it around town.
It's gone out the door. Loaded out yesterday.
Yeah, probably starting today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we've got a big party after the Pride Parade here at Land Grant.
What kind of party?
It's a pool party, Pride party.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that later, and man, when you're down here, suggested pairings, we're throwing the tacos and chili out the window this week. Let's go with that Ray Ray's get that hot link. That's my pick. Anybody else?
Anything.
Anything literally goes with pool
any
party.
Food goes yeah. with pool party. I've tried everything.
That's a good point.
I had hummus and chips the other day with a pool party. Ooh. It's delicious. I had an egg sandwich with pool party.
Oh, yeah. Eggs are good.
It's delicious.
I will give a plug for it was a special last weekend, but I think they're going to start like rotating these specials back in. But they did a half chicken. With a concentrate barbecue sauce.
How was that concentrate it barbecue sauce? I didn't get to try it.
It had a little spice to it. It was good.
Nice.
Maybe an hamburger.
With
pool party. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be pretty good.
Ooh, yeah. That sounds fancy.
It doesn't pair well with mustard. We know that.
No.
That
BLT.
Vegetarians, a BLT is
great.
Oh,
yeah. Hans, get a BLT, and you can put mustard on it, too.
I was going to ask, maybe the question is, what doesn't pair with the pool party?
Mustard.
It'd be mustard. Dead Mike. It'd be Dead Mike. I don't agree on that mustard thing. Do you, Kayla?
I love mustard.
Yeah, mustard's so good.
We can talk about that at our next HR convention.
So last year we had a pool party, and we also had the Pride after party on separate dates. We chose to combine those this year.
Yeah, because last year we did the obvious thing, combined the pool party with the royal wedding of all things.
Look at this. It's Illuminati confirmed. Look, backyard putting green. It knows what we're doing.
Illuminati confirmed, yeah.
Illuminati confirmed. Golf greens by Forever Lawn. What we're doing in the beer garden. Sorry for interrupting, Kayla.
All good.
ADD.
Can't have that TV on.
All right, I interrupted first. So you were saying.
Yeah, so you can, you know, if a pool party and the Pride Parade had a baby, that's what this party is.
And I'll tell you, as I did not march last year. I was helping set up the beer garden before the after party for Pride. A lot more water features, pools, unicorns with sprinklers coming out would have been amazing. And I imagine those folks that did march and come this way, it was hot. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a great decision to combine the two.
Yeah, everyone was ready for a beer.
That's we have four towels left.
Four towels left.
Four pool party towels left? Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, one of the rules about going to pool parties is
you don't bring a towel.
You don't bring a towel. Yeah. You don't need a towel.
We do have some golf towels, though.
You could
dry off sparingly.
It'll help. They're nice. They're soft. They're waffle microfiber towels. Yeah. They're high quality towels.
Oh, yeah, it's not quite the same, but yeah, you know, so if you're desperate.
I've been shopping. We've got a lot of water balloons. Got
that'll cool you off.
The special setup where they blow up or fill up.
Oh, yeah.
100 at a time.
You don't have to do individual.
This
that's
is
great.
An amazing invention. How do you fill like doesn't get talked time. About enough.
I think it was on Shark Tank.
It's the most brilliant. Because, like, when we were kids, you'd have a water balloon fight, and it would take, like, half the day to fill up enough water balloons to have a water balloon fight, and then, like, you know, 5 minutes, and they're gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And these, so plan on getting wet. I mean, really plan on getting wet. The back of my car is filled with kiddie pools right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to be amazing.
I guess if you're a pool party pooper and you don't want to get wet, you can just stay inside. A pool party pooper, which, that doesn't sound good, but you get what I'm saying.
Party so many pooper. Alliteration opportunities.
Yeah, they're just...
You can hang out inside, and the air conditioning will be on. That'll be fun, too.
That's an option.
Not as fun. Yeah. And so what do we got? What do we got going on at this pool party... Pride pool party in terms of entertainment and activities?
Well, since the parade ends near Kosai, you can walk on over to Land Grant. Mm-hmm. We've got live band karaoke beginning at noon. Got that going until 2:30 by Dirty Money.
Dirty Money.
Never heard of them.
I recommend everybody signs up for Britney Spears or your favorite Prince song.
Have they given a list of songs that they know how to sing, or have we decided?
These guys know how to play them all.
They know how to play. They've got a Bible.
Judas Priest, Breaking the Law.
I would
do they
like
have
to
that one?
See a smaller version of that.
So I'll tell you, when we were in Denver for the Craft Brewers Conference, we saw the awesome
Spin Blossoms.
Gin Doctors.
Gin Doctors. That's right.
And the way they did it, I've never seen for live band karaoke. They basically, they picked the set list, and then you had to sign up to be the singer on the song. So it kept it a little more streamlined. You didn't have to wait for...
The large dry erase board.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it worked well.
I know the house band here, Campbell, has expressed interest in doing something like that in the future. Yeah. So,
Whether it's this time or future, I think that would be a cool thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sam Muccio Trio, 3 to 6 p.m. Outside of that, just come hang out, drink some pool party, get wet.
Yeah. Are we doing the tie-dye t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have... they'll be pre-printed with the Land Grant logo, but then you... I think we're going to do t-shirts and tank tops, and you get to tie-dye your own t-shirt. So
I'm doing a tank top.
Or a tank top.
If any listeners know how to tie-dye...
Oh, it's not hard. You tie it up.
All you do is tie it and dye it. It's not that complex.
Yeah. I think it depends on how you crinkle your shirt or what kind of fold you do.
There's all so many
kinds of techniques.
There's some,
that's what makes it fun.
Mark, you have long hair, right? So you know how to do that.
Oh, I know how. Yeah, I'm a hippie. I know. What's up?
You're running the tie-dye station.
I can run that.
Well, it was good hanging with you guys.
You gotta break out.
Gotta bounce.
All right, break out, Adam.
Busy day. I'm glad I got to spend 5 minutes.
We're glad as well. We haven't heard your sweet voice on the radio in a while.
So, well, enjoy the rest. I look forward to the Pride Parade and the float. Are you guys going to talk about the float?
So yeah, we're going to have a float in the parade. So look for the Land Grant crew walking down High Street. We're going to have some fun stuff to hand out and give out from the float. If you plan on coming down, look for us. We've got some a dollar off coupon. Take a dollar off your first beer at the event or on Sunday. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk too much about the float because it's going to...
Surprise and delight.
We want it to be a surprise, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a float. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a float pulled by a goat. Rhyme time. Rhyme time.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, we got any other big events coming up that we should talk about too? I mean, let's
got
see.
That hot music tonight out in the beer garden. Who's playing tonight, Kayla?
Yeah, we got tonight's Flytown Presents.
That is also Mr. a surprise Anderson. Lineup.
Tonight, Thursday, Flytown event. And they have like 3 or 4 bands, right?
Yeah. So Flytown is a new record label by Doc Robinson, local band. You've never heard of them?
Yep, love them.
So anyone who will be performing tonight is part of their label.
Oh, that sounds fly.
Town.
If you're in this town.
Yeah, so we got that tonight. You know
Flytown.
Now
do you know who's playing Sunday?
Of the Dell.
Whoa, Barn Burner. They good?
Yeah, they're good.
Is they're from electric? Out of town, right? As if I recall correctly, they're from like West Virginia or Indiana. Or
yes,
something.
Yeah. I think
that's
West Virginia.
Cool.
Yeah. So they're coming in. They'll tear the house down Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6. Tonight is 6 to 9. Next week we've got the movie series continues with Wes Anderson. We've got Royal Tenenbaums next week, or is it Life Aquatic?
I think the Tenenbaums were first.
I think it's Tenenbaums next week.
Yeah.
You can see the full lineup of both the movie series and the music series at our website.
It's classic.
One of my favorites.
This Saturday, June 8th, Ohio Made will be here. They're setting up a pop-up shop. So if you want to come down and do some shopping.
What kind of wares would you acquire at such a pop-up shop?
Well, it's party. The summer kickoff.
Oh.
And
what do they have? What does Ohio Made sell?
It's a bunch of wonderful stuff made here in Ohio.
Oh, that's great.
Well said, Walt.
Yeah. So, like, all kinds of different stuff.
Ohio stuff.
And then down the line a little bit, so we kind of discovered last year, 4th of July, that... we've got a really good view for the fireworks. Red, white, and boom.
The best view.
The best. Yeah, it's great.
We didn't really want to promote it too much because we weren't sure how well you could see them until it actually happened. And it turns out you can see them real well. So this year, we're going to have a day of music and fun in the afternoon leading up to the fireworks. And I saw the music lineup, and it's like it's pretty stacked. Thank
you.
It looks awesome.
Emma Swissgood for putting that together.
Nice. Monk Bean, Montezuma.
Oh, wow.
Souther.
Oh.
A band from Nashville called
Keeps?
Keeps.
The Keeps from Nashville?
Yeah. Who Mung Bean, I believe, has played with before and was raving about.
Oh, that's cool.
DJ Al Sigman.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty live here for Red, White, and Boom. That is on the 3rd of July.
Exciting.
So put that in your calendar and come hang out with us. It's always a fun day.
And if you're feeling really ambitious, July 5th, we'll be doing yoga in the beer garden.
Oh.
Friday morning.
So you can work off that hangover and all those hot dogs and hamburgers you ate on 4th of July.
Yeah.
So we've covered this beer 3 podcasts ago. Go back and listen. You want all the deets on the beer from a brewer's perspective, but I got to go get another pool party. It looks like you do, too.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to remind everyone.
How crushable is it?
6 crusher.
I still feel pretty good about 6.
6, Kayla?
We have different BMIs, but I'm still going with 6.
6, yeah. It is. What about Jeremiah Pickles phoned in earlier? He said 6.
Eight. Yeah, and I think especially in this limited edition Pride label, which we mentioned briefly earlier.
Makes it extra crushable and
we
fun.
We should probably go into a little more detail on. So these limited edition pool party 6 packs are available here at the tap room and around town. But the cool thing with these is if you pick one of these up, we are donating $1 from every 6-pack sold to the amazing Kaleidoscope Youth Center, which is an organization here in Columbus that provides services and, you know, counseling and support and everything to youths that are identified as LGBTQ plus. So it's a really cool organization. We worked with them last year. With our Pride shirts, which actually Pride shirts are also available as of today here at the tap room, and all proceeds from those benefit Kaleidoscope as well. So if you want to pick up some beer and do a little good, I recommend the pool party Pride cans. They're very fun and festive.
They look great.
They're even more pool party-ish than the pool party can, the regular one. So good for a summer barbecue, Pride hangout, parade watch, whatever. So yeah, beer tastes good out of either, but you know, let's raise a little money for a good cause.
How limited are these cans, these special edition cans?
They're about 400 cases limited.
400 cases about, says Mark.
Yeah, more like 600, but yeah. So like 552 to be exact.
Okay.
They are nice.
So that's a pretty good guess. At 552 cases out there. So go pick them up. They should be around up until Pride and a little bit after, probably. You know, all of June is Pride Month. So, you know, get out there and have a little fun.
If you're in the tap room tomorrow and you order a pool party, glass of pool party, or either a 6-pack of pool party, while supplies last, you'll receive a rainbow donut.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Is National Donut Day.
Oh, cool.
You know that, Mark?
I saw that rainbow donut earlier. Looked delicious.
But you just looked at it.
That's all I can do.
What's your favorite donut in Columbus? Obviously, these Drunken Donuts come on real strong here
DK.
In the last year.
I mean, DK.
Yeah, DK Donuts.
I'm hardcore on DK sour cream glaze, yeah.
My wife loves Buckeye Donuts.
Yeah. Kayla, you got a fave?
Anything with custard in the middle.
But that's not like a place. Do you have a certain bakery that makes that one so well that you can't take anymore? Like Fox in the Snow makes a killer one.
Fox in the Snow
they
is where it's
a
at.
They do make a really specifically good custard donut.
But yeah, shout out to Drunken Donuts for hooking us up with these very colorful rainbow donuts.
I've got to find these. Where would I get a Drunken Donut?
Hidden them away from you.
No, I mean, where's the location of their store in case someone...
They don't have a storefront. They're more event-based, am I right?
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing pop-ups all over town. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Got a few coming up at Land Grant.
Yeah.
Drunken Donuts.
They're on Instagram and Twitter, all that stuff. Check them out.
Sweet. So we had a question from a listener this week from Dr. Van Nostrum. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Von Limden. Adam Von Limden.
Oh,
he
Dr.
sent us
Von
an email.
Hi, from Adam. The Institute.
Yeah, Petty Packer. We're the Petty Packers, bros. So Adam Von Limden sent us a nice letter this week. Hello, friends.
Are you going to read the whole thing?
I am. Why not?
He sent us a three-parter.
Well, quit stealing his thunder. Let's just
I'm
roll
just
through
it up for you.
I have a question for the podcast, as well as general nonsense thoughts that don't necessarily have to make it onto the episode. Well, that's too bad, Adam, because you're in. What would it take for two breweries to make the same collaboration beer more than once? I'm sure it's hard enough to find the time and the schedule to collab the first time, let alone multiple times. What I'm saying is I really want to drink some sports again. Man, this is we got to take a break on that first one and just say,
stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned on that sports thing.
All I got to say is September will be a good month for wearing your jean shorts and playing some athletic activities.
Yeah, Adam, that's we call that, that's a teaser.
That's a teaser.
That's not a spoiler. That's a teaser.
And, we haven't fully locked this in yet, so
yeah.
Don't hold us to it.
Keep your ears to the tracks. There might be a train coming for you soon.
Tenders. He continues. This is paragraph two.
Paragraph two. Also, after listening to last week's podcast with the bartenders, I feel like throwing a story into the terrain wreck that is people trying to pronounce quadrahopic. I was just doing barfly things once upon a time when I heard a woman walk up to the bar and ask for a glass of quadriplegic. Wow, might want to give that a second try. I'd say so. That would be not a very great name for a beer.
Not particularly marketable.
No,
or
not good at all.
Or sensitive.
So he's got another, I guess it's kind of a suggestion question. And judging by how it sounds like tequila is the liquor of choice amongst bartenders, maybe a good way to celebrate, promote Pride Festival this year is some LGBTQ, which he says stands for Land Grant Beers and Tequila. Maybe not. Some ideas are bad. Hey, you know, do what you want. We got both.
Shoot your shot. You gotta throw all the ideas out on the table or up at the wall and see what sticks. I don't think this one stuck, but it's an idea.
It's a great idea, Adam. You know, and not all the ideas are used. And cheers to us from Adam, and cheers to you, Adam. Come down and get you a LGU t-shirt. And thanks for asking a question and actually making some comments. Appreciate you as a listener.
And
thanks.
I like that he lists his last name in his email as Von What?
Yes.
Yeah. It is. It may be Von Nostrum then.
Yeah.
You called him Dr. Von.
Dr. Von Nostrum.
You don't know Dr. Von Nostrum?
No, I don't.
From the Institute?
From the Institute.
Okay, yeah. I'm out of the loop.
You got to go back and do a little Seinfeld watching, yeah. Kayla. Get caught
That's
up.
That's a Seinfeld. That's what, Kramer's alter ego?
Yeah, it's one of his alter egos.
Kramer is one of my nicknames.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
You got both the Thursday night shows covered. You got Chandler. And Kramer. They're both played back-to-back in their time.
Mad About Me was in there.
Yeah, I'm mad about you.
Thanks. And what was that other one? Caroline in the City.
Oh, sure.
The Days of the Laugh Track.
Get those laugh tracks out of here. We should do a
NBC classic lineup Thursday night. What do they call it? Must-see TV? We should do like must-see TV at Land Grant.
That's not a bad idea. Seinfeld and Friends every Thursday
City,
night.
Mad About You, Seinfeld Friends every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just kick that around. That's
on
not
that
the
note,
worst idea I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, thanks for joining us this week again.
Of course. Too bad Angie couldn't make it.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
And,
she said she's stuck in the shit north.
Oh, the shit north.
Okay. I get it. Because of the traffic and the parking. Well, come down to Franklinton. It's so easy to park.
It's easy parking. I see no traffic. Of course, the roads are closed because of the Arts Festival.
There is no traffic today because of the Arts Fest. Yeah. It's impossible to get
there.
There's
that, but
here.
You can get to Land Grant, that's for sure, and not find any traffic getting here. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, yeah.
Do
but
it.
Yeah, if you come down, take 315 or Broad Street, and you'll be just fine.
Thanks for listening. Tip your bartenders. Kayla, give us one more rhyme time.
I got one.
Here it goes.
Pool party supports KYC.
None of that rhymes, but no one's paying attention. So
news
it doesn't
brief
matter at all.
In a rhyme. Getting on Sirius XM
time.
It is rhyme time.
Rhyme.
Rhyme time.
We got
weather coming right on time. We got clouds and rain and going green. Back in the brewery, gone insane. Rhyme time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sports and weather and traffic and news. We're rapping and drinking some brews. Pool parties there. Pool parties under the bridge and in your hair.
Wow. Got him.
Pool parties.
Got him.